Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello, it's a bit of a rushed one today. Red News Podcast 298, but it is the 1st of March. The Cockney Brigade were up and out at 5:40 a.m. and it was nearly light by 6:20 the time I got on the train and that, so I was very happy. So, hi mate. Thank you. Thanks for the support. What do you reckon today, quick bud?
2-0.
Oh, I've done that.
2-0, yes.
It's good feeling.
Sorry, you can give it to me as
I'll
well.
I'll give you the mag. It's good feeling that we're going to see a win, isn't it?
I think we're well. I wouldn't say we're back, but we're back enjoying it.
Yeah,
you can sit back and you can watch it on the telly without throwing your remote at the television.
And everyone's smiling a bit again.
Yeah, there's a good buzz about you. The pubs are packed. Yeah. Packed.
What's your name?
And the city's packed. Endemoli, or from Ireland.
What's your name?
James.
And what do you reckon the score will be?
2-0.
2-0 as well. Who's your favourite player at the moment?
Probably Bruno.
Oh, I like that.
Bruno, you've got an Mbumo scarf.
And when my gets me going, right, enjoy it. Cheers, lads. So there's a happiness about. We might win association games of football and we might go third and not do an hammering and not do it. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
Can I have a hate of the week quickly? Cheeky Nando's. What's so cheeky about Nando's? Oh, I'm just going for a cheeky Nando's. Well, you're not really. What's so cheeky about going in and ordering chicken and chips? It's not cheeky, is it?
I feel like that's a hate of the week from about 10 years ago.
It was just like, why? Someone the other day, it might well have been my missus, went, a cheeky Nando's. It's not cheeky, is it? You might have a cheeky pint at like 11:20. Yeah, but that's a substantial equilibrium difference. What I loved about Michael Carrick, and I have to rush through this, is he said about Manu, did a really good interview with BBC last week, and he said, he's the one player I'm not over doing it because he just needs to find his feet. I trust him. Mm-hmm. He's got the confidence. He just needs game rhythm. So I'm leaving him be because he knows what to do. I thought, you know, does make. I don't want to beat the bush because you think of the players that he got rid of, but you also think about a play we could have seen gone by right now.
We're lucky that that didn't. But I suppose it's, you know, Carrick, he's a similar sort of player. Well, you know what I mean? Like, positioning wise, like, he knows, you know, like, so that must be really good for Manu to have that. It's been a while since.
No, I know. That's Everton was a dirty win. We'll get on to Ratcliffe and that after the game. I think over a pint, I'll be there. But the Everton, I love horrible wins like that, where you just.
Well, we wouldn't have won that the other night if it wasn't, under Amorim, like, how many, you know. I know it's shoulda, woulda, coulda, but how many more points we should have had those games?
I know Steve keeps saying it's on, but we would be right in the middle. Yeah. Where we sat in that pub, which seems like yesterday, the one game we wore shorts in August, and we were both confident. I think we are in the giddy heights where I think we could now make top five, and I really hope we make third or fourth. You know, like, that is incredible.
Yeah.
But Sesko's speed for Monday's goal, Nathan.
But then,
I didn't know he had that
we
pace
said,
in him.
We said the other day about other teams are not going to win every game. Like, you know, Villa losing the other day. Yeah.
Loads have got each other. We got Liverpool and Chelsea away. Sesko, but the whole thing, and Grêmio on the side of the thing, sets up the chance, then runs through, you know, like, our strikers might not have good games, but they turn up when it matters to assist, to score, which is a lovely feeling.
Yeah.
And also, he brought Sesko on around about, what was it, 60 miles,
Amorim
would have done 80, you know, like, again, digging, but other managers too would have done it. Like that.
Yeah, he made the decision early to know.
And Sesko's hungry, so I'd like to see him start today. I would give him Ahmed wasn't particularly, I know, like, in reading the interview, by the mag, you know, like, 3 goals in 5, and he's not really hit that form since his comeback, but hopefully that comes. Right, prediction, Nathan?
2-0. I'll go with 2-0 as well.
I'm going
to
Wolf. 4-2-0. All right, good luck, mate. Thanks for selling.
All right,
see you later. How kind of Duncan Finlay, giving up their time on a match day to sell on a fanzine, and I can hear them shouting. How good is that? Thanks, lads.
That's all right.
Horrendous journey there. 40 minutes outside Piccadilly then. Just without moving because there were supposed to be no trains between stops. Shut up, buddy.
Yeah,
no one cares.
Yeah, I was about
How
to
are you?
Yeah, very well.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
cheers, lads.
The weather's helping.
Yes, thank you.
And the interview, I think, as well.
Good. Yeah, I like that. What do you reckon today?
2-0.
Hi. What do you reckon today? How are we doing?
3-0.
Oh,
3-0.
There's a lot of clean sheets going about. Look at
3-0.
And how good is it? Lamin's just slots in and like
security now at the back. It feels good. It feels like the whole time's going to win the league. That's what it feels like.
And up front as well, we're scoring.
Yeah,
it's just the past three seasons.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
but that's you've just said smiles around, and a lad on the train went. I'm just woken up thinking I'm excited to go to Old Trafford because he hasn't been in many games.
15 years.
No, Jesus, so let's keep going. The Ollie thing, and thanks for the patience, mate. All right, see you later.
I've got another one for you.
Perfect, John. So it'll definitely be the April one. Cheers, mate. Yeah, so we're good.
Yeah, very well. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
2-0.
Oh, sorry.
2-1.
2-1.
Yeah. It's just nice how we're scoring up front, isn't it? I was just saying to Finn on the train over that past 3 years, we've had no goals up front. They've all been Fernandes or McTominay or maybe Maguire rescuing us, whereas now, even if you're a goal behind or it's 0-0, you think we've got something in us to actually win the game.
I thought, if we do get the Champions League, we need the midfielder. But if you could get, sorry, I've just slagged off the term cheeky, but if you could get another cheeky, like, good, decent half striker who can also come on, and affect a match as well, then, the difference is in 18 months in our striking potential, which we're seeing in the goals scored. Anyway, I'll leave you, but tell in when you don't have to, why?
That's a good question, actually. Something my wife would say it's because I'm a nerd. maybe that's the answer. It's always been a big part of match day culture to me, turning the corner from Chester Road on here and just seeing the sellers, hearing the sellers, and ultimately these things don't sell themselves, and it's about giving something back. If you look, that's important, the TRA with the flags and the atmosphere. It's all about fans chipping in and contributing towards the match day experience, and
I'm doing my bit. On Go to the Circus Tavern for a pint, the article on the Circus Tavern I loved. Right, cheers lads, enjoy the day. He is always going to Spain. Right lads, what do you reckon?
I said 4-0 on the way down here, so I'm going for 4-0.
4-0, Jesus.
2-1.
2-0 to United, easy win.
How was Everton?
Everton, the game was absolutely dire. The winning goal was stunning. I've never seen...
He scored some hum-dinging goals. Yeah. Burnley, West Ham,
It was the speed of him.
He went,
God. Did he play it to Cunha initially? He was down there.
Yeah, he played the ball out.
And then he was
sure, wasn't
up
it?
The other end.
Yeah.
What did you make of the ground?
Outside looks really good. Inside, it's just like...
The atmosphere didn't come across on TV.
No, I was surprised there was a lot of people saying that the atmosphere was really poor. To be honest, when it's loud, it felt loud. Like the...
Did that even them? Because you just didn't hear them.
Well, they do that nice song with the woo in it. So I noticed that one because I like that one.
A woo.
It keeps the sound in. When there is a lot of noise, it keeps it in the bowl. So.
George Formby's song just came into my head then. You got an injury off your dad.
I did. I got poked in the eye when we scored. And then I graduated on Thursday night again. And I've got all my graduation photos. Red eye.
Oh, shit. I didn't clock that.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So,
thanks very much.
You're going to do another graduation. Has anyone ever done four?
I don't know. Well, I have to do every year
now. Nobel Peace Prize.
I have to do every year because I teach. Or teach the graduates. So, yeah. No, I don't want a Nobel Peace Prize. I'd have to give it to someone else.
Right. Anything else to add to this?
Scintillating discussion.
Myopic.
Can't say myopic. I've not got one eye. It just hurts.
I would say, and you don't need to put that on here.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like you to edit it.
I'm not.
There's a lot of people who fucking moan all the time at the team. So even at Everton away, you think away fans, and they moan and complain the whole game about. And I know we all like a little grumble occasionally, but you're meant to be a fan. You're meant to be supporting your team. Yeah, and have a bit of moan in the pub afterwards about whoever.
Have you read the editorial then? Because I sort of mentioned this, Diego Deleuze.
About 30 seconds ago.
Constructive criticism, destructive criticism. Yeah. It's been on my mind a lot. But isn't this just...
Dallow got a hospital
pass from somebody and he misconstrued it. And so, fucking hell, Dallow, you're shit. And he goes,
hang on. So, nobody controls that.
Isn't this just a world thing? You'd know better than me in your expert counsel. Isn't it just a world thing that everyone, I say, I've done it, anyone's happier and everyone's a bit more moaning, miserable, and that's hatred part of it, and vile.
I'm not sure, generally.
It's going to be replicated on a football
look at those Leeds fans last night at the breaking of the fast. Jeering and booing. Oh, come on.
But as the fraud said, it's the state of the world that everyone's angry, you know.
Yeah, I think that's possibly part of it. But I also think that the sort of the way like my kids consume football on YouTube and everything's heightened and it's sort of everyone's either shit or, you know, the best player in the world. And yeah, I think there's lots of things that go into it, to be honest.
I mean, why it surprised me at the way end at Everton was they're meant to be, you know, the top fans, reds. The top reds. I can understand it here because a lot of customers are coming from all over the world paying £400 and not seeing a very good game. But why boo?
That's so bizarre.
Well, that's the shame of today is someone even like yesterday morning couldn't get a ticket for it unless they paid, thank you, like, only £199 because United have gone full in even in tier three, which is such a shame. So if someone says, I want to get on this with my kid, as someone Carl's written in the mag, wants to get on board with this, they can't because it's pricing out. And there were four Americans, it's, you know, a dig on the tourists and people coming because I'm going to be doing it. I go to when I'm abroad, you know. But therefore, they're in their special seats today and they were so good in. They weren't United fans. They're going for their free meal and free, and they were more excited about the free meal and the free. Well, it's not free because you've paid £300 for it. But they said, and do we go in a special bit? Do we get VIP treatment? And that was the whole conversation.
Well, I think I was going to say, I think you and I have had this conversation before, but where we sit, there's people who sell their tickets back at £50 and then they're wearing a lanyard later.
Thanks to Toe in the Waters research, there's 3,000 less season tickets, so we're asking where they've gone. All right, okay. Thanks everyone.
It's a pleasure.
You look so happy. You've just moaned about miserable. Look at your two faces.
We're
going to go third today.
Happy. First of all, I'm happy to see you.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm extremely
excited. Why does he get the extra applause? Applause. That's the word.
It's something about it.
You've got a celebrity endorsing the Maggie. You should roll with it.
God almighty. Have you ever thought about letting a joke go?
Never. No. He looks like Peter Hook just for...
Any hates of the week?
Oh, people hating. Let's go with that. People hating
lungs.
Things.
Yeah. Hope.
Yeah. Love and hope. Yeah. Vote Green. Oh, fuck.
The world's a really strange place right now. All right, okay. Manchester United will cheer us up. Go third. Thank you. Pub talk already where I said Steve could get a picture of my face and I'd give him a tenner as a tattoo. Who said I could crush a grape? Oh, I could crush a grape. Who was that? Do you remember that?
What are you doing?
In the 1980s, there was a TV. Oh, I could crush a grape. Can anyone know that? That's what I think about today's win. We got lucky. It wasn't very good. The first half was...
Just nothing happened, did it?
Hello, Steve.
Hello. It was just really flat. Nothing of note happened in the first half. I didn't realise until about 30 minutes in that they were kicking the wrong way.
We were talking tactics, who he should bring on about 70 minutes, and you went, that's their job, not yours, you two.
Yeah.
He told us off for talking tactics.
Yeah, because what you having an opinion doesn't mean anything.
What are we there for? We're about it.
To shout.
Yeah, they just look flat and leggy. We're third. 19 points out of 21.
I was looking forward to today when he had Sesko up front and Bumo and Kuna on the other wing, and I thought, yes, this is what we've been waiting for, this is what we want to see. I think I'm not going to use the word dropped, I'd like to think he was rested. But I was excited to see that front three today, and it sort of, it was just flat.
Yeah, but I think there is an overhype. Getting seriously about football. Football, modern football, is pretty ropey. And the league is seeing other teams beat other teams where we're benefiting off, and now we're gone on a run.
Yeah.
It's not very pretty. It's not like, so this dream utopia that we can, oh, we're going to go to Old Trafford and see a good game of football. We got lucky, you know, not lucky, but we did that against City. So the key to an all right team is, when you're shit, is getting a run-of-the-mill victory at home.
Absolutely. And I think everyone remembers...
And we
like,
did that. But it's Riaz's point. We got lucky again.
I think everyone forgets under Fergie. Like, was it that season or two seasons with Carlos Queiroz as number two? That was fucking awful. That was awful. It went to the game. It was like... People were bored. People were kicking up
positives.
About that.
I thought Bruno was outstanding. He was everywhere second half. His cross. But Sesko in the head where it didn't come off the
boundary.
Sesko in the air is... And he didn't have... Like when he ballooned it, like not knowing to do with the ball when it came into the box. That's what you're going to get with Sesko. But whereas I don't think... I wrote in the notes before this. I don't think we're getting a striker who will say, oh, he might be off in a year. I do think he's a better Højlund. Not just the goals he's getting, but... They're good goals. They're good striking goals.
That header today was the best I've seen in years.
Well, I had a point in my brief. I'll go to that later, but who's the best header of a ball you've seen at United? So I'm not going in that league with him. Like Ronaldo, no, but Robbo was great. Bruce was fucking superb in the air. Gordon McQueen could be good clearing. But Sesko is shown in his first season, like he's up for it. It's not always going to come off, but if you can produce that... Hello, Riaz.
Hello, Barney.
What do you mate?
So, yeah, it was a dour game, and I think that's three games on the trot where we've not been particularly brilliant. But we've won two and drawn one. And
19 out of 21.
Happy with that. It's just, you cannot complain at that. He's got us into Europe, Carrick. Really happy with that. On the Sesko thing, it's funny because I think the opposite of you. Because I think with his feet, he's phenomenal. That goal against West Ham was unbelievable.
I'm not saying...
But I can't say with his head. I thought with his head, he's shocking. And I turned around at half-time to one of the stewards that I chat with, and I said, he's just rubbish with his head. He's just rubbish. He's 6'5". He's rubbish with his head. And he scores an absolute Jordan-esque goal.
But like when he started, when it wasn't coming off the first half, you've got to give him the ball. It's that Højlund had that problem. You don't get the ball. If you give a striker where they want it, and they are totally different beasts if they're getting it in the 18-yard. But he worked his bollocks off. The one I thought Shaw was really poor before he came off. And I hope the injuries...
Dallow
is a squad player being asked to play 50 games a season for Manchester United. And that's not like... I can't read the editorial. Thanks to everyone who bought them.
I think Dallow's played okay under Carrick. Yeah. I really do. He's been like
that's
reborn.
What he is. I think he's an okay
reborn. But
this is it, isn't it? We've had plenty of players that are okay. And okay is not going to propel you at the league, is it?
In a league where you're playing one game a week, which we are, there's no domestic...
To put a negative, because I was really giddy for today, so that's a bit of kick in the bollocks that you don't get it, but we fucking won, that's all that matters. My only thing is, we've now got 10, not cliche cup final, we've got 10 games, and we've got to get rid of the last couple of games. Even West Ham, we've looked a bit, come on, like, where's the energy from those first few games? Because we weren't even pressing, or we weren't harrying them down
Everton
today very
today.
Well. And we've got to get that. Come on, don't get complacent. Don't think, you know, oh, we're winning on a... You've got to, because Wednesday is fucking massive there. I thought the VAR thing was fast. I thought he was going to turn it around, but Nick had confidence that he was going
to
just look at the...
That decision,
but, you know, where's... anything else, hates of the week, before I'm going to go around?
Place in the sun. The whole thing. The whole fucking shebang. I love it because I'm just thinking I'd like a place in the sun.
Wouldn't we fucking...
Yeah. So I like it for that reason, but the format pisses me off. It's like fucking Kevin and June from fucking Scarborough have got like a budget of £85,000, and they come out with like a list of demands that they want, like, oh, we want an open plan kitchen, we want this, we want a swimming pool, we want da da da, etc, etc, etc. And then they show them, the first one is a complete shithole. The second one they show them is 10 miles out of town. The third one they show them doesn't have the open plan kitchen that they asked for. And then the fourth one is absolutely perfect.
That pissed me off. No, but I watched it. It pissed me off. Not on them.
Because gentlemen, getting upset about wrong things in life, I am
a softie. So they showed her last year a bloke who was, his wife had passed away. He was in his 60s. He's moved over there. They got him it and he loved it. And he's loved it. And he's friends with all the community. But the other week, it pissed me off. For four flats visiting, he was saying, the husband, and he was a knob, I didn't like him particularly well, I don't know him, he might think I'm a knob. But he went, I'm looking for an open plan kitchen. Not one of the fucking flats they showed him had an open plan. Now, if you're even Nick as an estate agent would sort this out.
Take a moment here. Because normally we'd be fuming about the place.
Yeah.
Now we don't care. Because it would just
when he took the piss of me, Steve, during the game, I made a note. It will be very interesting, 1-0 down, how we react. And we reacted. We got lucky with the red card. Maybe it wouldn't have happened. You don't know. But we reacted.
So we got lucky with the red card.
Would we have won that under Amrin, which is a beat?
Yeah, we know the answer. We were 1-0 down against Everton. And they that's mine. The bigger one's mine. And can you say that on radio?
So it's not radio.
well,
I don't know what this
is. Show me age. So we're 1-0 down against Everton. They had 10 men. 70 minutes, Amrin takes off a centre-half and brings another defender. So we know we wouldn't win that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask you a question? One thing. My life, and I keep repeating this, is better. My weeks are better when United win. So till Wednesday, my universe is better. It's very sad. It's very simple. On the fullbacks, they're so important, even under Amrin's system. What worries me is Shaw and Dalo aren't good enough. And Shaw is too slow to be bombing forward. He for a while, he's been good defensively, but he's not bombing forward where we need him. You see the space. Mazraoui did very well coming on, I thought.
I'm going to say two things. Mazraoui did exceptionally well. Seems all the blokes fasting as well, I presume.
Yeah.
So, loads of like effort, loads of energy. I thought he was superb when he come on. I want to ask you something.
Yeah. Is it no edits?
No. When does Carrick get offered the job then?
At the end of the season, if we make the top four. I was so against that. That's how fickle a fan. I was so against it. But he would have deserved. But someone makes the point, please buy this mag in the letters, saying just give him a year deal and see where we are in a year.
That's really arrogant because.
Well, he'd take it. He would. We've got to get out of this paying 30 million for two managers in a year and a half.
So it means you have preferential treatment to Ten Hag, preferential treatment to Amrin. And Carrick, no, we don't expect to stay for long, which is why we're hedging our bets.
Maybe, you know, you just do that for once. Like, put the cat amongst the pigeons. See?
So for me, I don't think we should do anything until the end of the season. And I think Carrick's done brilliantly. And let's see what happens in the next season.
If he finishes, let's say that we... Look, he's had an exceptional start to his career. What is it? 1-5, draw 1. Is that right?
6-1.
6-1.
And then the 3 beforehand.
Absolutely phenomenal. Let's say that we sort of limp over the line, we finish 4th, we start dropping a few points. Because at the moment we're absolutely flying. But let's say we finish 4th. As we said before, teams are beating each other. Let's say we limp over the line, we finish 4th. Does he still get offered the job? From the starting point that we were,
I think the issue is who's the candidate. If it's not Carrick, who is it going to be?
For me, I think for me it has to be. I'd only look at Ancelotti.
He's too old, mate. He's too gone.
I don't know who else would you go for?
That's what I'm saying. Who do you go for? Who
Luis Enrique.
I think Carrick on a one. I keep going on about one game a week. It's massive. But when you're in Europe and two domestic cups, and suddenly a game every 72 hours.
The Sesko thing, his goals, what is that, 7 in 9 or 7 in 10? And everyone pretty much has been a belter, a proper United striker's goal. I think he deserves a real, and you know, like his hunger when he scored, what I loved Everton, he's just going like fuck it. And also I want to start on, you know, I want to start, and it sets Ahmad, hasn't played particularly well, he did, I thought he did alright when he came on, sets the tone, like you got to fucking fight for your place. Like, I didn't think our midfield was particularly good apart from Bruno today. Set the tone. If you're not going to be good, then you got, he might come in who's not the answer. But
so what's like, the
JJ Gabriel's goal at Oxford, we've got to keep his talent because he's so talented, keep him on the ground.
But
that goal, his goal at thing, right, right, do you know, here's one fact and then I'm going to go to, so Mayday, I was watching a shit science fiction film, Mayday, in my brain I went, I wonder where Mayday comes from. Does anyone know where the term Mayday comes from? Right, the French the French, anyone know French for help me?
Yeah. Is it Mayday?
Medi? No. So fanatics in the 1910s, someone went, let's change Medi, help me, to the universal code for Mayday, Mayday. Right, Nathan. I'm going to get the drinks.
Hello.
Talk.
Did you just
Google shit? Yeah, that's his job.
That was...
Get Phil on as well. But here's my next question. If United were a person, what person would it be?
If United were a person, what person would it be? What was that?
I went for Marilyn Monroe.
Why?
Just forever talked about. Forever.
Iconic.
Complete khaki.
That game felt very similar to the Everton game. I'm worried.
That could be legit, though. That could be a good shout as a person. That was kind of like a few things have been put in at different times. It doesn't quite look right, but it gets the job done.
Both got a connection to Dwight York.
Exactly.
We look very rusty. I think we're struggling with the fact that we're hardly playing any games.
We struggle when we've got too many games.
Yeah.
We struggle when we play once every 13 days. We struggle when it's once every 6 days. The message is that we struggle.
Maybe that's what it is.
But I really enjoyed the game. I really, really enjoyed it.
They showed nothing, like, they, you know, like... I feel like we're lucky. Like, it was definitely a penalty, it was definitely a red card. But I feel like we were lucky to get it at that point, because if it wasn't for that, I'm not sure if we would have actually scored.
I actually thought we looked to be really tired in the first half, and I was getting annoyed because the only person who was free every time the ball came our way was either Bruno or Dallow, and Bruno had to keep going out left to get on the ball because Cunha was very largely ineffective today until the penalty, as he was again against Everton. He's going through a bit of a bad couple of spells again. He's going back to the old Cunha. Now we're not doing any Cunha dancing anymore, but we need to stop it where Dallow's the only free man, and I don't want to sit on there and do Dallow hating, because he does some good stuff, he does some bad stuff. But if we're going to win the league, it's very clear that the next two positions that we need to buy is we need two fullbacks, and we're weak in both areas. Shaw looks tired going forward, and that's why the way the first half worked out. But once we went down to 7 minutes, I genuinely thought it was such an entertainment and a joy to watch. Sesko is an absolute player. That header when that went in, I've not celebrated a goal like that all season so far, I don't think, apart from Mbeumo's goal against City. It's like, that was an unbelievable header. When was the last time we saw anything like that? And finally, I absolutely love Bruno today. Like, that is a head and shoulders man of the match captain's performance. He was absolutely everywhere, even included in the first half. He was left, he was right, he was trying to literally get things going. And I've also thought of a Sesko song.
Go on.
To the tune.
There was some people in Stretford and getting one going today.
Was it a Sex Bomb by Tom Jones?
It wasn't.
Right.
But it should be.
It should be.
Sesko. You're my Sesko.
I can't remember it. I was singing it on the bus in my head. I bottled it. Bruno can give it to you when we need to score a goal. Sesko. You're my Sesko. And baby, you can score a goal. Yes, there we go.
It's almost as good as our Chris Smalling one.
We'll hear the Martinez one. Chris Smalling to Adam Millihan's.
Or the Jadon Sancho.
Yeah, Jadon Sancho. Oh, Martinez to It's Raining Men, which never quite went anywhere. But that one's short, it's sweet. It's not very many lyrics.
Yeah.
Like it. Just happy. My controversial hate of the week is not always, but just this week, is vegetarians.
Okay.
I'm not against vegetarianism. There's a big distinction here. But this week I have a vegetarian problem. And I made it very clear to said vegetarian yesterday. We had friends round to ours, and we do like a themed food party every time. And last night was Wild Wild West. That was the theme that was drawn out of the hat.
Chili. You'd have chili, surely. That's very
it's
Western.
It's Tex-Mex though, isn't it, really? It's not like Wild West theme of what we're going for. So but everything is all slow-cut buffalo and meats and stuff like that. Did they have vegetarians in the 1860s in the Wild West?
Well, vegetarianism was invented in Manchester.
Well, there you go, right.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. It's a better fact than what Barney said before. So, but yeah, so yeah, just trying to cook for a vegetarian from an 1860s Wild Wild West thing. It's not easy.
Did you watch Wild Wild West?
No, we should have watched Wild Wild West, shouldn't we? Should have dressed up as Will Smith.
Paul, any thoughts on today?
No, it's good. Just vastly better. There's no way we weren't winning that game 12 months ago. You know what I mean?
I've got the same about Everton.
We weren't winning that. Just no, it was very good, very just competent and just nice getting back to normal again, sort of like watching a team that's kind of motivated and all moving in the same direction and everything. So no, it's just good. Routine at home.
I never felt that we was going to lose today. I always felt we'd, even when they went one up, I thought we'd win the game. I just thought we started slow. That it was 25 minutes.
I said this before, it feels like we're quite rusty with not playing as much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It felt the same moment.
It took them a while to get into the game and get up to speed.
Bruno Fernandes, second half, incredible performance. It was a 20-minute period where he was as good as I've ever seen him. Just literally running the show, popping up left hand side, right hand side, right hand side, left hand side, moving back to the right, playing through the middle. It was just like absolutely incredible second half performance. So no moans here. It's very, very good.
Have you done your hate of the week?
No, not yet. Hate of the week. Oh, it's a bit of a change in tangent after that. Sick of companies doing something that they're paid to do and then asking for feedback on it. You know, like we have delivered your parcel. How have we done? It's like, fuck off. You know what I mean? We've delivered your food. How do you rate that? It's like, fucking...
It's like Roy Keane, like, it's your job.
It's your job.
How did our driver do today? I managed to get it to the front door. So, yeah, he did all right.
Yeah, I paid for you to deliver a letter and it's been delivered. So, you don't need me feedback on that. I'm fucking sick of it.
Very well. Good point, well made.
Only.
I have no weights.
Are you happy about you spoke about United though?
Yeah, I just thought they started slow, quite slow. That first 25 minutes took them a while to get into the game, but I never felt we were going to lose today. I always felt, even when we went one down, I thought we'd win.
I think you ask Carrick, he might like us going 1-0 and seeing a bit more about the side, like not when, you know, like seeing how you're reacting to all these different situations. Can I say, I've told Paul this, I've got an Arsenal mate, the one who sends me watches UK Gold 24/7, and his message on a Monday morning the other week was, do you know that we've all now, three of us in this group, have all officially lived longer than Russell Harty ever did as of today? And I had to check, and Russell Harty died. It's like that. Won't know who Russell Harty was, but that's curling. I had an obsession watching all the curling. Gnarl in Nova Scotia. As per in Canada, do not try curling. I tried it once and tried to stop the rock with my hands. It crushed my finger like a paper. I repeat, it's a dangerous sport, so don't try that. Did anyone come up with if a person were, if United were a person?
Yeah, we've done that.
Oh, okay. Right, on to Ratcliffe. By the mag, because everyone's given their perspectives on it. But what I will say is we're a fanzine born out of protest, born out of fundamentally opposing anyone. I don't particularly like any politician, and I'm the one who doesn't vote at all. But if I will never support a billionaire in any situation where you power down, and we should be powering up against billionaires. So we can all argue, and everyone's entitled to opinion, but the day a billionaire is looking out for anyone else apart from a billionaire is the fucking day hell freezes over. So Jim Ratcliffe is not my mate. He's not a person who says anything that I am going to bond with. And it goes back to the book title, The Haves and the Have Yachts. All right, Jim, go on your yacht, go back to Monaco and stop fucking destroying United's fan culture. That's how strongly I feel about it. But we're a fanzine, so write what you want in the next mag, read this mag, please. Discuss it, talk, have a pint, hug. But Jim, you're not saving us. You were never a saviour, and we're diametrically opposed, and we always will be. Up the fucking Reds. Anyone got anything else to add?
What about Manu? Ante's been brilliant since he's come into the side. You know, he's not played at all this year. He's just come into the side. No fuss with him. He just keeps the ball ticking over. He gets in and wins the challenge, but he just keeps it moving. I just think he's been brilliant since he's come in the side.
Manu.
I think he's been superb.
The game, it isn't beyond possibilities if Ruben hadn't kicked off at Leeds that we wouldn't have Manu in the squad now. That's mad, you know.
Yeah. He looks a United player, doesn't he? Yeah, he's just come in. He made a good point.
Very, very good.
He made a good point earlier because we were like looking at the table going, if Arsenal don't win today, like the gap's only 8 points or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I was going, fucking, not for the first time, like, bemoaning, like, that run of form over Christmas. Phil made the good point, though. If we'd have beaten Wolves, Everton, West Ham, Bournemouth,
Amarim would have still been here.
But I was very much keeping to the bitter end, and I feel like I keep digging at him now. We were saying earlier during the game, if Amarim. He did do good, but as the comment has been made, you know, like, he did a lot bad, and you see it with daylight.
The players weren't behind him, were they?
No.
He didn't have the dressing room, like, they weren't all pushing the same direction. That's fundamentally it, and you've got to have that cohesiveness to progress, and he didn't have that. He managed to, like, the players just weren't behind him.
I mean, particularly at elite sport level, you have to have everybody pushing in the same direction. And if you've not got everybody pushing in the same, you're winning nothing. You're doing nothing.
On the Manu thing, if you are that good, as in the rest of the players, they'd look at him and go, well, why is he not getting in? You know, like, if this helps me. Because I made the point, why they're also happier is they get a 25% pay increase in a couple of weeks, maybe. So that's going to make the mood fucking on a lot of money. So, like, you'd be going, why is he not? What if he helps us? That's just odd. It was odd. I'm looking at Nick.
I don't know. What was your point? Well, I didn't hear it.
If I say anything.
No, it's just a tosser, isn't it?
No,
but the thing, every manager's going to do some good and some bad, aren't they? And just, I'm so glad to see the back of him. And if it's right about that run of form over Christmas, then I'm happy days, short-term pain for long-term gain.
Right, last question. Upset Stapleton, best header. Not, I had this in my notes pre today's header, so it's not Cesc, but the best header of a ball. I've gone Hughes, Ronaldo, Stapleton, Robbo, Bruce, Maguire at clearing. Maguire's got a few. McQueen at clearing. Who's the best header of a ball you've seen?
Before my time, but you've not got Joe Jordan in that list.
Joe Jordan. Good call.
No more than what you've said, to be honest.
Two big names missing off your list there.
Bruce.
Tommy Taylor is always renowned as being one of the best headers of the ball from his generation, apparently. And obviously, Edison Cavani. Cavani's the best header of the ball I've probably ever seen. Cavani's one of the best headers of the ball I've ever seen. Not just at United, it was everywhere else. He was fabulous. Look at that, that diving header against Southampton.
What a man.
If we'd have got him, he's another on the list. If we'd have got these players, Zlatan. Southampton League Cup.
Just a thing here, isn't it nice, all of us here? We've all got a smile and we're all talking, haven't we, about football? And
there's nothing to moan about.
Up, there's nothing to moan about. Look how many are in here.
Well, Barry brought a hammer.
10, 12, there was 12 of us before, wasn't there? In O'Shea's, there's 12 of us here now.
Brilliant. In all honesty, that does show, because there have been some, you know, like where there's five or six of us, some of, fuck it, I'm going home.
Yeah,
not
out. Yeah, yeah.
Don't you, if you want to team.
Leaving on 70 minutes and going home. Yeah.
Not
on
to
fans.
Don't leave on 70 minutes anyway. Yeah. I'm in the last 16.
Right, anything else to add? Thanks to everyone who bought the mag, seriously. Really kind. But please, write in. I talk a lot of shit.
We sold out. Unbelievable.
We'll have some more.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll have more for, we'll get more printed for Villa. But yeah, we've sold out today. Thank you very much.
Hate of the week?
Not something I can talk about. another one for the list of terrible dating stories that I'm not going to share because it's too far. Jim Ratcliffe's cunt. The end.
Up the fucking ridge.
I think I wrote quite a few notes the day after that, because it was like we've not mentioned, me and Nick went and spoke to Ahmad, and it was that we were literally sat like, thank you to the club for doing it, thank you to you Barney for like letting us do it, and we were sat in the reception waiting to go and speak to him, and there's a massive TV behind the reception and it's just all about Ratcliffe saying what he was saying, and we're obviously, they said don't mention this. But he was a lovely bloke. Ahmad was. It was really good. We had like half an hour, and he is the definition of an immigrant. Like, you know, like his life story. Like, you know, and it's just, yeah. People are horrible.
There is always hope. Like, well, literally, there is always hope. So, like,
love of the week is Manchester, the Greens, the Global, winning the other day. Like,
yeah, but I'm not seeing like this. Like, that's where I'm not a vote. Like, I just don't vote for any. Anyway, that's a pub conversation with me and you. I just don't think voting for anyone is not them lot. But right.
So, do you believe in dictatorship?
No. No. Yeah. If I was running the show, yeah. Can you imagine? Can I just say? I forgot to say, Leeds away.
Yes.
I didn't go, part timer. It was TNT, wasn't it? I didn't realise. I thought it was Sky. I didn't have TNT. I had to find a stream. The only stream I had was a Russian who shouted like Putin was sending everyone to a gulag. His term for Ugarte came on or something. At Ugarte in Russian. That was so strong, I felt scared listening to the commentary. I literally felt like the way he's shouting, the streams you've had. I can remember this, I think I've said this before, but I didn't go, long said, looking after Albert, Ronaldo's debut, they took the mic. So I had to honour, no, I'm going to have Albert, but we'll re-sign Ronaldo, setting you off again. Anyway, we're going to have to get a stream. Ronaldo's come back to Manchester United. Got a stream up. Come on, Albert. Right, get the kits on. Fake, you know, get the glory, glory Man United. The stream had pop-ups and suddenly tits were appearing on the screen. And I'm going to Albert on the TV could walk past. And I'm going, Albert, close your eyes. And I'm shielding the TV as these big pair of tits popped up.
And that was just Ronaldo on the screen.
Right, we love you all. Just, yeah, take care of yourselves.
And to the regiment.
To the regiment. Glory, glory, Man United. Up the fucking Reds.
Full time, United 2, Palace 1. This is Ben and Zayden from the Stretford end. What do you think of that, Zayden?
Good.
Good. Big Ben Sesko scored again?
Yeah.
Yeah? Beautiful, beautiful. After a very lacklustre first half, to be fair, I thought it was quite poor in that first half. Quite sloppy, which summed up by DeLow giving the ball around about 50,000 times. But great second half from the Reds. Carrick, you know, hard to believe it's not Scholes. It's Carrick, you know, hard to believe it's not Scholes. Do you know what? I thought Casemiro had a very, very quiet but effective game today. Wasn't the standout, but what he did was absolutely brilliant today, Casemiro. And he lasted the full 90, so he can last the full 90. I thought Delo improved second half. After I've just dug him out a little bit there, I thought he improved second half. Mazraoui, he was brilliant when he came on for Shaw. Hopefully that's not Shaw injured now to the World Cup. That's the only thing you've got to, have them in the back of your mind there. How bad is that Luke Shaw injury? Hopefully it's just a little knock, and it's not something that's keeping him out to the World Cup. Because he's been phenomenal this season. But I just think first half it was just really sloppy. It was so slow to get going. It was like we're still all in bed, with a Saturday night hangover. But second half, much, much improved. I thought Bruno was fantastic in that second half, dragging that team along, pushing forward. Bruno being where Bruno is, being very effective. He's the one that scored the penalty. Cunha won the penalty. Can somebody answer this? Why has it took about 12 years to decide whether it's a penalty or not? And then call the referee over just to the screen, just to tell him and confirm it. And he spent a good minute and a half, 2 minutes at that screen looking at it and then saying, oh yeah, I tugged him back. It's definitely a red card. But what pisses me off is how long does it take for VAR to decide? Not clear and obvious, it's a fucking penalty. Leave it at that and get on with the game. It takes too long, and that's what sucks the enjoyment out of the game. It really does. Zayden, you got a man in the match today? Do you know what I mean? I think Bruno for me. Bruno dragged that team in the second half. What do you reckon? Who do you reckon? Big Ben, Bruno? Bruno as well for you. But yeah, just before I do end it, by the way, it's something I couldn't touch upon before because I couldn't catch behind before the game, is the Everton game. Obviously, I just wanted to touch upon the accessibility at the Hill Dickinson Stadium. It's absolutely ridiculous, by the way, if you're a disabled fan. The away coaches, and to be fair, even the Everton coaches for disabled transports have to park about a 10-15 minute walk away. And even their own fans, one Everton fan was struggling to wheel his own wheelchair, and it wasn't a powered electric one, where he has to use his hands and turn his wheels himself, was struggling to get into the ground. It's fucking ridiculous how they've got a brand new stadium in the Premier League and there's no accessibility parking anywhere. Who the hell thought of that? So people that want a new stadium at Old Trafford, that might be a bit of a warning there, because I've seen nowhere in the plans any of these potential plans for car parking. And knowing these lot, they'll look at the Everton one and be a piss taker park as God knows where. But anyway, I'm going to end on a high. That's my little moan done. I'm going to end up on a high. Big Ben strikes again. I share his name, Benjamin, so I'm happy with that. Zayden, do you want a final word? Do you want to say glory, glory, Man United to the regiment?
Glory, glory, Man United to the regiment.
Glory, glory, Man United to the regiment. Roll on Newcastle United away midweek. Come on, Reds.